It's Dick Toledo, and I want to thank you guys for downloading, streaming, and sharing all of our HMS podcasting content. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by our friends at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Check out their new and used inventory online at chapmandodge.com. And while you do that, have you realized that you're sick of your house yet? Tired of being cooped up every weekend? How about getting away, far away, to where people aren't, like up in the high country? Well, if I've learned one thing in working with a Jeep lover for 20 years, it's that when you want to leave people behind, there's only one thing that'll get you there. The off-road machine, a Jeep. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on the rolling definition of go big or go home during Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School or simply do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more and enjoy today's HMS podcasting content.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to the Morning Sickness. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan. There's my friend Brett Fastly. We got Big Dick Toledo. We're ready to go here on this glorious Thursday morning. Another perfect day outside if you want to go outside and just stand in it. I highly encourage that, despite every bit of news and everything you're going to be hearing today about how the streets are about to pile up with people and everybody's going to riot again and all this other stuff. Don't do that. Just don't.
Don't fall for it.
Yeah, it's depressing again. Here we go again. And this makes me worry because Phoenix's weather's so good that nighttime riots and stuff will bring those Paul brothers back over here and we can't go to Fashion Square for 3 weeks again because, Whitey's going to bash in windows. But, the streets in major cities are starting to get fired up again, and here we are facing a weekend where I agree or disagree with whatever that verdict was.
Bro, can I clear something up?
Go ahead, bro.
There was only one Paul. It was
both of them, Brady. They're both influenced by the other. It's the Paul brothers.
I just hate when you say that, Paul brothers, because the original Paul brothers.
Yeah, the bodybuilders from the Barbarian movies.
You're ruining a family name.
What was the name of that movie?
Conan.
Were they the Corsicans too, right?
Yes.
That's what I remember them from.
They're a standalone one, but Arnold gave them a role.
Where they were ridiculously stupid human growth hormone people.
That's all natural, bro. It's
completely natural once you add in the human growth hormone, but it was odd. Their heads changed shape. Their bodies all changed shape.
Natural.
Their bones were different. I can't wait for that. They found a bunch of footprints in Saudi Arabia, 120,000 years old or something like that, walking around this dry thing. And they're like, these are the proof of humans. Maybe explain how there was an exodus from Africa, and they kind of have this idea of where these came from, the time frame.
It keeps always going back to the same
right
area.
Well,
and
yeah.
It just went
spread. Well, because they found it, so it was like 120,000 years old, and I started thinking to myself, in 120,000 years when they find our bodies, it's like, wow, like their bones were ridiculous, and they had these big giant lumps in their heads, and they're like, you're going to find steroid bodybuilders and human growth hormone people, and the human structure will have this gap again. And I started to think maybe that's why we have the missing link. Maybe somewhere between, Australopithecus Africanus to human man, they found roids or deer antlers and stuff. And then the next thing you know, they're standing straight up and they're
just
taller.
Some kind of plant that they've been feasting on. That's,
and it's like there's no middle anymore. It just turned into these giants.
I always think about that and I've always thought that when you find a skull from years ago, I'm like, look how many different skulls that we have.
Yeah. Our skull is pretty much – you can carbon date it and understand the time frame
that
in which
thing.
We
but
had these
as far
features.
As the formation, and then I'm curious to see how accurate. You know, now they get the clay thing where they put the skin on it
rebuild
and say
it.
This is where the
because they can kind of figure
like.
Out like through your spine.
It's kind of amazing.
Like that's where they're like these are hunched ones, and then all of a sudden there's Homo erectus.
Yeah,
like where did he come from? He's out of nowhere. The last dude was all crunched up. It's like maybe you just found a bunch of old Jewish women, and then they were buried up, and they're all hunched up with osteoporosis. They weren't drinking milk. And then the next group you found was all a bunch of milk drinkers.
And they find one dwarf that they found before, and they're like the whole population.
Sure, they're all dwarves.
Yeah.
I don't think that we're good at science, so I think maybe we'd be just jumping to conclusions too quickly. But I think the scientists might know if it's a dwarf.
Well, they have. They found.
They're not saying that's everybody. If they did find a dwarf, they're like, there it is.
It's a pygmy tribe.
That's it. That's all of them.
Were they searching Oz or something?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, what, they found Oz. They've done that a couple of times. But yeah, I wonder that because when they find us, and there's a, if there's a gap between now and even 1920, the body structure is huge compared to, like, even the buildings we made in the early 1900s compared to now had different sized door frames because we were small.
Just go back 100 years.
Yeah, I don't know what the science is, but the average height of a man in like 1899 versus today has to be like 5 inches different, and there's because of all the crap in our food and stuff. But if you put that in scientific terms, when you're finding a dude a million years old, and then you find another dude another million, and he's an inch and a half different,
right?
It's like what happened? We just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But we did it in the last 150 years. We've just exploded in size. So I like that when those scientists start digging around and they're like, I don't know what this is. Yeah, they were all pygmy. Screw it. I like Brady's science.
And
it takes
eventually,
about a minute.
Though, the other thing is they, you know, it took a while to learn that one. Is like in the back in the day, a baby's born with a deformity or something. They're like, in the pit, throw it. I mean, and so they'd find these, and those digs, you'd find those, you know, the a bunch of bones, they find mass graves.
Yeah, of pygmy kids with deformities. Yeah, I don't know, but I can't wait for that because the future's weird. It's going to be a strange one when people are found years from now, especially if new, like if we get wiped out and something else has to dig us up. We're a confusing species. There's no way this is normal. I mean, you might find a Bill Russell's bones or something.
Do you remember the Nat Geo special? Was the first time they found this lady.
Let me say preserved. No to that right away.
Okay, well, but they went into her stomach and there's watermelon seeds. They could see.
Oh, yeah.
She had to eat. And I always remembered that.
Yeah, she was preserved.
So I was picturing the, you know, the pulling out ribs and
pulling out. Whoa. Hey, what kind of seeds did they find in this lady? The guy wasn't pulling out at all.
A million years from now.
What is this seed doing in her tummy? Oh, my God. These Inuits were after it. They found that bear, too, that like million-year-old bear and some...
And the baby mammoth with still had grass in its
it was
mouth.
Eaten, yep. And it just died and then froze over. But they found a bear a few days ago up there in some Arctic shelf. And they're like, and it's perfect. It's perfectly preserved. It's like a million-year-old bear. They're going to find out that thing. And then that grizzly bear that just ate that dude up in grizzly country in Canada. He was hunting moose.
And
the news is awful. Like, I watched the news last night. I'm like, is there a moment of levity in the lives of humans that makes us feel like we need to know when a grizzly bear eats a man? Like, that's news. That's information. And I'm spewing it out, too, because we're not in inherent risk or danger of that. A moose hunter in Canada.
With his buddy.
With his pal hunting in bear country got eaten by a bear. That's not news. That's just what's supposed to happen. Well, that's like going, I'm Honda hunting and I'm standing on the freeway and I got hit by a Toyota. It's not news. You were standing where cars are.
Well, you got to understand, though, on the reason why the wildlife news is because since 1980, they discovered or basically made that a national park.
Right. It was still there before.
Right. But no bear attacks. So it'd been.
Okay. Here's
40 years.
We don't know that. Like prior to 1980 when Jimmy Carter said.
The bears got rid of the evidence.
You know, when Jimmy
They're
Carter
really
said,
good at it.
This is a national park. We started keeping records on how many bears attacked. They probably don't that much because there's not a ton of moose hunters wandering around there all the time. If there were more coming up on October when bears start going, I got to eat everything. I'm about to go to sleep for a few months. Then maybe we'd have a couple more. But for the most part, the guys have avoided it. That's basically on us. But if you walk around in bear country when hungry bears are around, they're going to start eating people.
Yeah.
It makes tons of sense to me. Tons of it.
And did you hear the good news about grizzly bears?
I have not heard of
the
good
news. For years, they're endangered.
Right.
No longer.
They found a
population
bunch of
is back to.
Do you have like the Berenstain Bears news? How do you know that? That just popped up. I just hear when they eat us. I never hear quality bear news. And in quality bear news, more bears were found in Canada today, taking them off the endangered species list. We talked to their leader.
Yeah, so knowing that, and knowing that, hearing some of the news stories of since the pandemic, a lot of the animals have been coming down more.
They've been coming out.
Yeah.
Seen a lot more of them.
Would you go out moose hunting?
No, that's enough. That was my other point. It's like now's the time when there aren't many people up there, so the bears are roaming around a little more. There's less spooking bears. So they came out and ate a guy. And they're like, since Jimmy Carter made this a national forest. I'm like, we're so arrogant to believe that the bears knew Jimmy Carter made this a national forest and then had left us alone. Prior to that, we have no idea how many bear attacks there were because we didn't care. And it was in like Washington, right?
It was in Alaska.
Canada. Oh, in Alaska. That's right. It was on the border.
But I liked the line, and it said the only one that was injured was the guy that was killed.
Yeah, he had a lot of
that's good.
My guess
big
is
injuries.
He would be injured.
Major injuries. Major. One great piece of information.
So his hunting partner must have dashed.
Yeah. Of course he did. Look, if we're ever out, just we've been friends for 25 years. If we're ever out and a grizzly bear's there, bye, Brady. Bye. And I know you're pretty quick.
If you're
so my
hoarding
job is to
all the weapons,
you. Yeah, look.
He said no. Yeah.
Hoarding weapons, I'll give you all the weapons.
I mean, I'll pump a round or two.
I'm weighing you down with weapons. Hold this, and this is the last thing you're going to hear me say as I run. I've been doing it for years from bees. I've never been stung. I think it's a pretty successful route with bears, too.
Lay down. Act like it's not bothering you.
Well, it's bothering me. I'm going to be honest with the bear. Silly. But the one good thing about, like, they're probably going to try to chase down and kill that bear, which doesn't make any sense to me because we...
They might not.
Yeah, well, they'll try. Somebody will get out there. They do that stupid thing with wildlife, and they've got a taste for human flesh. I'm like, man, we're not that good. One great thing that's happened from death in the last 5 or 6 days. One great thing. Death has taught us something amazing. A Massachusetts construction worker was eating a bag and a half of black licorice every day for the last 3 or 4 weeks. Killed him. We can finally start my crusade to say what I've been saying for years. Black licorice kills people, and it's time. I know Italian people.
That's why I just got him.
Yeah. That's why I just drink Sambuca. Yeah, I'm not eating the black licorice. You know?
I want it banned from everything. Ban it all. It is the worst. Black licorice is the single worst thing, and the best news I've seen in ages is that it's deadly, and maybe somebody will start taking it away, because there's nothing worse than biting into what you think is grape jelly bellies to only find out you've just had the anise one, and you got to just dunk your head into a bucket of bleach to get the flavor out of your face for it's days of awful flavor. Black licorice is the single worst tasting thing on earth. I don't know how it became food. I don't know who the first guy was to go, this is good, try it. And then the second guy was in on it. There was a fist fight.
Met two people last week, both of them.
They need
love
to go.
It.
They need. You know what we need to do is segregate by black licorice. That's what we need to do. I'm not talking about skin color. I'm not talking about religion. We have the black licorice people that like it, and the ones who don't, and the ones who like it can live. All 13 of them can live in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, just on the outskirts, and be all weird black licorice-y. All the rest of us can live our normal lives because you are not a normal person if you like black licorice. You're not. There's something like it changes everything about what I think of you. You're awful. And Sambuca is one of them, Brett.
No,
sorry.
No.
Absinthe.
There's a reason you got to light it on fire because if you don't light Sambuca on fire, whatever that black licorice stuff is will eventually kill you.
It's not
meant to be eaten. It's poison.
It's like I've said before. I'm not a big fan of the candy black licorice, but I love my Sambuca. I will drink that.
Yeah, but that's just because your Italian heritage makes you do things you don't really want to, like killing people for money and stuff. So you'll eat black licorice.
Allegedly.
Well, right. And then that word pops up a lot.
After someone takes a good nap, I take a shot of it.
You got to take a little black licorice and clear your thoughts with that poison. It's pure poison. And the fact that it's leaked into other candies, and like there's nothing worse. So Good and Plenty. Remember the first time you had, this looks great. Everybody loved. And then you thought you bought the fruity one and you bought the white and black one that looked like pills for a reason. And you pop that black licorice in your mouth. Oh, I wanted to kill the clerk at the A&P of West Virginia. I thought these were fruity. No, the fruit ones are over there. Oh, it's the same box. You got black licorice. Oh, it killed a man. And I, for one, say thank God that man took the bullet for all of us so we can start touting the dangers of disgusting black licorice.
Poor Luigi.
And who eats a bag and a half of black licorice every day?
You ready for this? Black licorice is filled with something called glycyrrhizic acid.
It's murder.
Which can throw your nutrients in your body out of whack. If you eat as little as 2 ounces a day for 2 weeks, that's especially true for people over 40.
If it was any other food for some reason, and it was killing people, if it had a poison in it, and you're like, you can't eat much of this, they'd take it off the shelves. I'm begging. I'm going to write congressmen and stuff. Like, we got to just killing people. I need a few more 40-year-olds to chow down on the black. Brett, you do it. Eat a bunch of black licorice.
I'll drink a bunch of black licorice. I'm not eating that crap.
It doesn't count.
We can blend it up. We'll make a smoothie.
I just got a text with one of the normals out there. It says black licorice, Zambuca, and Ouzo, whatever Ouzo, that stuff is.
Yep.
I would rather lick a hobo's taint than eat or drink anything. That I think a hobo's taint flavored candy would be more palatable.
Well, should we get Charlie licorice in here and try it out for
you? Honestly, you put a plate of black licorice in front of me and Charlie's taint.
And cat bath Charlie's grundle.
Get in that grundle. Get in there good. And I'm like, at the very least, it's not black licorice. That's all I hate. When I saw that, I smiled. I'm like, good. The ball starts rolling on black licorice being pulled off the shelves because it's deadly.
Some listener just wrote in, black licorice and hot tamales together, best candy mix ever.
No.
Together.
Nope. Rope, high beam, best thing you can do to yourself. Just get off my planet, black licorice fans. Jägermeister's not black licorice. I don't like the flavor of Jägermeister. Jäger. That's a dare. You drink Jägermeister because it's a dare. And it's awful. It's just awful. Like, the reason they have to flavor it with so much stuff and honey Jaeger and you pour other things in there is because it's just terrible. And the deer blood thing, that's why it's a dare. This is something you mix up in a cabin right before you murder your victim. Oh, yeah, no black liquor.
Nothing like a good Jaeger Schlager, to a nightcap.
There's so much better than that. Again, I would do Human Centipede with Charlie before I'd Jaeger Schlager.
Oh.
Sew me right to that beehole.
All right, here we go. Here come my cuttlefish.
It's
pouring out.
Just soft serve it, Charlie. That's all I care about. Mix it up in that toothless taffy pull you've got, you call a mouth, and swallow. And I will gladly wait for you to digest that before I'll ever reach into a bowl of black licorice. A close second is coconut, but I don't want to call for that to be banned. I can understand why people like it. That's just, although it's close. Coconut's right there with it.
It's been a tough week for Charlie.
Has it? Have you talked to him?
Hawk from the Legion of Doom.
Oh, yeah. Wrestler died. And man, it's tough. Yeah, Charlie has problems with wrestlers dying. He's probably sweating his grundle as he walks across the city. Bring it to me, Charlie. Oh, I would French kiss Charlie's grundle for a good 20 minutes before I'd eat one piece of black licorice. And hot tamales. What a waste of hot tamales to jam those in like that.
Ugh. I don't know, the cinnamon and the black licorice. I'm going to give that a shot. I'll give it a shot. I'll report back.
I can see that as a combo.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't mean I like it.
But. You know what I can see as a combo is cinnamon and a pile of dog shit, too, but I wouldn't eat it. It's a combo. Anything can be stuffed together. You know, a child's hand and lasagna is a combo. It's just not right.
Ronnie, years ago, bought a bottle of absinthe, which is the same stuff.
Book.
And you try to look up, what do you make? What do you mix with this?
Yeah.
You put, they recommend just cyanide. A shot of the absinthe with a sugar cube and ice.
Oh, yeah.
And you swirl it.
That's the real absinthe. The stuff they sell here isn't the real
stuff. This bottle was, from Russia.
Oh.
And you mix it around.
Yeah.
It changes.
It starts to kind of glow.
It gets, well, don't really, it just gets a cloudy yellow. It goes from green to like a cloud.
I think yellow. They say
it does take the bite out of it a little bit.
Right.
I tried it.
The real stuff makes you hallucinate.
That's what I heard, too. Yeah. It's got the wormwood or something.
The real
in it.
Stuff, like the European stuff. And then they sell that garbage here. And then the stuff that you're allowed to carry around is just really heavy alcohol. But the stuff that they've got makes you go.
This is the European one version. And
well, you're admitting to a crime. You have an illegal substance.
An illegal bottle.
Yeah, you can't have that.
Bootlegging.
I drink the whole bottle before I'd have any of the black licorice. I remember I had a cough once, and somebody goes, would you like a cough drop?
That's what I thought it was.
They had a black licorice cough drop.
It's NyQuil.
Ugh. NyQuil's it does. Yeah, NyQuil's. I drink NyQuil before I
no
drink
way.
That stuff.
Oh,
Benadryl's NyQuil's the stuff. Terrible. That's phenomenal. Yeah. And talk about hallucinating. Black licorice kills. It kills people. Would you give it to your kids if it killed? The faster we start training children to not like it, the faster it leaves recipes at Italian restaurants to surprise you.
Yeah. Never happened.
Eggplant parm once over at the Scottsdale restaurant. Yeah. I'm like, I love it. It's going to be great. I dig in. I'm like, bleh! What'd you put in this? I'm like, oh, it has anise on the and I'm like, is that black licorice? He's like, it's got a black licorice flavor. I'm like, get it away from me.
Sounds amazing.
Check, please. Yeah, because the unrefined palate of an Italian.
Oh, stop.
Just took Chinese food and called it Italian food. Chinese. Well, that's what it is. You guys just took your Chinese food and said it's ours now.
We made it better.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So, Brett, were you excited when Halloween, when you're getting the candies and you got the Neckos?
Neckos I wasn't a big fan of. My dad loved those because I guess those were big when he was a kid.
They just ladle out noodles flavored into your pumpkin.
Hey, you
there's
go.
Gravy.
Hey, it's a little gravy.
You carry a cauldron around and they just fill it with gravy at the end of the night. You got a gravy potpourri.
That would be the only unwrapped Halloween food I would eat
and drink it like it.
Ooh. Mama, her gravy is not bad. She's the Marian type of bread and not like this a Medea. This a girl you dated. She's so nice, but we don't want her in the family.
They'd get caramel tomatoes on a stick.
Yeah, well, that actually doesn't sound. It sounds better than black licorice. Does your mom still introduce you to women?
No.
No?
Not anymore.
Really?
Not anymore.
So Medea's a keeper.
Yeah.
Even in your mom's eyes.
But she did when I was with my ex-wife.
She introduced you because yes. She's not Italian. She would have introduced you to new ladies. I love that about Italian moms.
I like your friend, but it's nothing like this Angela that we got out of work.
Hi, Angela.
How you doing? My name is Angela. I like you. Your mama says that you got a nobody in your life.
No, actually, I'm married.
But she's not Italian, so it don't count.
Angela, you have a beautiful mustache.
When I, Friday night, I go out and nail this off. We go out to dinner, huh? Have a little eggplant parmesan with anise.
Oh, God. That's hilarious. Did you ever date one of your mom's picks? Picks to click?
I meet a nice Italian girl. You're going to love her, my boy.
I think so. Yeah, I think I did. Yeah.
And? You can't close
worked out for a few minutes.
All right.
What did you do?
And the funny part was, she was Italian, too.
Of course she was Italian. Your mom's going to set you up with something else. She set you up with an Italian. And the oral sex, was it just like a sex with a 70s porn star? So much a hair.
Your mama say you like a lady with a lot of hair. Have a mouth like a, you know, a 1970s porn vagina.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Anyway, no more black licorice. That's it. If we're talking black, white, and all that other stuff, I feel for the entire nation because I just don't know what's going on. But I do know one thing. Black licorice is
matters.
Awful. It does
BLM,
not. Black licorice does
licorice
not matter.
Matters.
No, BLM, black
yes.
licorice doesn't matter. I'll X that shirt right out. Black licorice matters. No. Brett's BLM sucks.
You'll get punched.
Yeah. If you ever tried to wear that shirt, you're going to get shot and probably deserve it. But still, I can still argue about black licorice and have but people will email and go, I can't believe you're even joking about that in this day and age. I don't care anymore. I don't care. Look, I can still hate black licorice and understand what social problems are going on in the world. They're depressing. Tired of it. I don't know what to do. We don't know the whole story. That's the worst part. We're being told the story by George Clooney and Alyssa Milano most of the time. TMZ's leaking out what happened. I don't know the whole story. I know a good portion of it is horrible. And then you start reading little bits and pieces and you're like, oh no, we didn't get told the truth about any of this and people are dying. And cops got shot last night in the protest. They're going to make it. But you start looking at that, it's like just dominoes are falling where people are dying because we don't know any of the facts about anything. Doesn't make one side right or wrong. It's just at least let's get that part right. The reason they had to board up the courthouse in Kentucky was because they knew no one really knows the truth. And if this thing leans one way or the other against the mobs, they're going to lose their minds based on what they think they know. The courtroom was where things came out that no one knew, or at least we as the public weren't supposed to know. Oh, it's bad. It's not good. But I'm worried because, you know, we got good weather now. So there's going to be people in our streets. And I hope everybody can keep their cool. That's it. That's all there is to it. Because I don't want to see people get shot, and I don't want to see cops get in trouble. I just don't want it. All I want is black licorice off the shelves. That's my only real goal in life. And I think that's you can call me a dreamer. And that's the world I want to live in where that's a problem. It's awful out there. It's 6:08. Let's get a wake-up song to get us back on gear. And also talk about where Jeremy's going with Colt on. He's going to go out there with him, too, and they're heading out this morning for the KUP deployment. We'll tell you about that in just moments. It's going great, by the way. Surprised me how fast that's going. My friends over at React Defense are involved. They've got they printed up a bunch of stuff. They're going to start collecting for the KUP deployment. They gave us a ton of stuff last year. So our partners in crime are all in it. Let's see if you guys can get involved, too. We'll tell you where Jeremy's going with the van this morning. Give us a wake-up song, 602-585-9800, and we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUP. Wake up!
Our country is facing a major crisis. We need to find out what's causing it.
K-U-P-D. You want to get away, far away, to a place people aren't. You know what'll get you there? A Jeep. That's right, an off-road machine with a big lift and big tires. A rolling definition of go big or go home. An
And at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Jeep during the Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.